Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. US President Donald Trump deploys National Guard in Washington to take control of police department. New Delhi tightens rules governing overseas citizens of India. OCI registration to be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more. India bans imports of jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through land routes with immediate effect. Third round of India-Singapore ministerial roundtable to be held in New Delhi today. And Iran says direct nuclear negotiation talks with US possible under favorable conditions. A day after declaring a criminal emergency in Washington, D.C., U.S. President Donald Trump sent the National Guard to the city and took control of its police department. About 800 Guard members arrived yesterday with officials saying the deployment could last up to 30 days or longer. Earlier on Monday, 23 people were arrested on charges including homicide, gun offenses, drug crimes, drink and driving, and subway fare evasion. Although residents were offered options to leave, enter shelters, or seek addiction treatment, those who refuse may face fines or jail. Mexico has expelled 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States in the latest major deal with the Trump administration as American authorities put up pressure on criminal networks sending drugs across the border. The cartel leaders and other prominent figures were being flown from Mexico to the U.S. Those being handed over to U.S. custody include Abizail Gonzalez Valencia, a leader of Los Queenies, a group closely aligned with notorious cartel Jalisco New Generation. Another person, Roberto Salazar, is accused of participating in the 2008 killing of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. Mexico's Attorney General's Office and Security Ministry confirmed the transfers, which were carried out after a promise from the U.S. Justice Department that prosecutors would not seek the death penalty in any of the cases. The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing overseas citizens of India, OCI. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more, or is charged cheated for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. More from our correspondent.
The OCI cards offer multiple entry, multi-purpose lifelong visas to persons of Indian origin and their spouses, along with certain economic and educational rights. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognized under Indian law. The move is aimed at tightening the legal framework governing OCI status, which grants certain rights and privileges to foreign citizens of Indian origin. The notification by Home Ministry comes under the provisions of the Citizenship Act 1950 and the Citizenship Rules 2009, which empower the central government to cancel OCI registration under specified conditions. In recent years, the MHA has taken steps to more closely regulate the OCI scheme after instances where OCI cardholders were found to be involved in criminal or anti-national activities. Yashasvi Kirial, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has banned imports of certain jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through all land routes with immediate effect. We have a report.
A notification issued by Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, rope, and bags can now enter India only through Nhava Sheva Seaport in Maharashtra. The move is aimed at quality control or protection of domestic industry. The banned products include bleached and unbleached woven fabrics of jute or of other textile bast fiber, twine, cordage, rope of jute, and sacks and bags of jute. Imports of these products from Bangladesh will not be allowed from any land port on the India-Bangladesh border. With Naval Singh Parmar's report, Jigyasa Pandey for Akashwani News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he believes the prospects for a partial ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas are no longer possible. In an interview, Netanyahu said the possibility of reaching a partial agreement is behind us. He rejected accusations from opposition figures and former senior military officials that he was dragging his feet in the war, saying the goal remains to end the conflict, defeat Hamas and secure the release of all hostages as part of a single final agreement on our terms. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, will be held in New Delhi today. Our correspondent reports that Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal will attend the roundtable.
The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, informed that ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore Gan Kim Yong and the Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo, will participate in the meeting. The ministry said that the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. It added that India and Singapore share a comprehensive strategic partnership, and the third round of ministerial roundtable will identify avenues to further broaden and deepen our bilateral relations. The inaugural meeting of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable was held in New Delhi in September 2022. Renu Kataria, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Arif said that if conditions are favorable, the country is open to holding direct nuclear talks with the United States. According to local reports, Iran is ready to negotiate on equal terms, aiming to protect the interests of both the sides. Arif noted that Iran is in no way opposed to negotiations, but will not subscribe to negotiations that only impose the intentions of the United States. Certain Western countries have falsely turned Iran's nuclear issue into a political project, Arif said. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has expressed his full support for Russia during his phone talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of an upcoming summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Putin in Alaska. Kim and Putin held phone talks yesterday, marking the first time that a North has reported on its leader's phone conversation with a foreign leader. The phone talks came as Putin and Trump are set to hold a summit in Alaska on 15th August to discuss efforts to halt Moscow's war with Ukraine. A Thai soldier has been seriously injured by a landmine near the Cambodian border yesterday, days after both countries agreed to a ceasefire following last month's deadly border clashes. The soldier's left ankle was badly damaged after he stepped on the device while patrolling about 1 kilometer from the Thao Maon Thom Temple in Thailand's Surin province. Thai Army spokesperson Major General Win Thai Suvari said the incident proved Cambodia had breached the truce and violated international agreements, including the Ottawa Convention. A scorching heat wave is fueling dozens of wildfires across parts of southern Europe, forcing thousands of people from their homes and pushing temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius. Red heat alerts have been issued in parts of Italy, France, Spain, Portugal and the Balkans, warning of significant risk to health. Indian benchmark indices started the day on a positive note driven by strong buying. The BSE Sensex advanced 232 points or 0.28% to 80,468 and the Nifty 50 inched up to 24,582, up 94 points or 0.39% in early trade. In the US markets, technology stocks showed strong gains as the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.1%. The Nasdaq gained 0.9% and the S&P 500 advanced 1.13%. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump deploys National Guard in Washington to take control of police department. New Delhi tightens rules governing overseas citizens of India. OCI registration to be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more. India bans imports of jute products and ropes from Bangladesh through land routes with immediate effect. Third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable to be held in New Delhi today. Iran says direct nuclear negotiation talks with US possible under favorable conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.